The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
New figures have shown that mortgages to be taken out are €30,000 greater than this time last year. The average mortgage now stands at €263,000, which is the highest figure since the Banking and Payments Federation began collecting figures in 2003. Now, for more on this, we're joined first of all by Andrew Rafter, Director of Flynn Real Estate Agents. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what is happening, Andrew, in the market? I mean, have houses for first-time buyers really gone up by 30 grand in the space of a year?
We would see, look, we're speaking about first-time buyers again. It's certainly something that's built into our DNA to be on this topic, and it's no different on the ground. We're meeting with them daily, and they're definitely very active. We have seen prices increase. If we go back maybe to the beginning of 2021, would we probably see them increase by 15% by then? Or from then till now, it's probably a true reflection of that, I think.
15%. Now, what is driving up the prices? Is it the price of a new house? You know, we can talk about building materials, the price of labour and so on. But most of the houses that would have been in the market were not affected by the war in Ukraine and so on at that point. So what was driving up the price?
Yeah, I think what we saw after the pandemic, say the second lockdown, we went back to work to a very kind of aggressive competitive market where people just came out with a real will to buy, that focus to get their own property, and that was with first-time buyers and people trading up needing that extra space. So we saw certainly a very competitive level in the marketplace, also being met with a lack of supply. So the competition levels for anybody was very difficult to navigate through, and particularly first-time buyers with so many restrictions in terms of finance and affordability, really.
Now, there are a couple of things happening in the market. One is, a couple get together, each has their own property. In previous times, they would have flogged one property and maybe bought a slightly bigger single property with the proceeds of both properties, maybe. We're told now that more and more couples are hanging on to the second property and renting it because the returns from the rental market are so high.
Yeah, we don't really see that. We see a lot of people selling their current home as a collateral to be able to get themselves into the larger property that they need for, whatever reasons, being it a family, a grown family, or maybe a more expensive location, which is more suitable for their lifestyle, driven predominantly by family, of course. And I think that's what's definitely been seen on the ground.
Now, the question of the sale of houses, you and I have spoken before about the way that the real estate business works these days. I mean, there are rarely property auctions. Everything's a Dutch auction. There's no price. Is that still going on that, a developer will offer houses for sale, but the price they offer them for sale is not the real price? It's the opening bid in a Dutch auction.
Well, I think from a new homes perspective, the prices are set. In any cases that we're involved in, and we've a lot of properties for sale recently complete in North County Dublin, and our prices are set, and we bring them to a database of buyers that have registered their interest, and we accordingly then go through that list and offer the properties as they're released. We've show houses and that type of thing to meet them, and we're in.
So,
is
it first come, first served? Like, if you come with the deposit, you say, I like number 16 in that development, here's me money. Do I get it at the price?
Yes, yeah, and it's very much so onerous on the buyer. And, the buyer has to, they have to be involved in presenting themselves and doing a bit more spade work in order to get themselves into that position to be speaking on the day of a launch. And the will to want to buy it is noticed and seen every day with our database. We see a lot of people putting in serious paid work to get themselves there.
Now, much is being made, as I say, big headlines in the papers today about 30 grand has been added to the amount that people typically are borrowing. On a house that maybe is 300 grand, you're talking about a 10% hike over the year. Is that historically a huge hike, or have we seen hikes like that in the past?
I think we have certainly seen it before, Pat, but I think in more recent years it's certainly a sharp increase, and it's really been fueled by the obvious lack of supply and the drive from the buyer that's out there. So, when we see even taking second-hand properties and we're looking at the typical bidding activity, we would often be dealing with 3 to 4 active bidders on any one property offered for sale. So, that introduces a very intense environment for any one of those 3 to 4 people.
Yeah. But now you've made the point I was trying to make subtly. You're talking about bidders when a house is for sale. Now, bidders are only appropriate to the auction room, and bidders are only appropriate to the tender process. They are not appropriate to the house for sale market. So this is what's going on. You know, people are being lulled into think they're buying a house that is for sale when, in fact, the house is for auction.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think on a first, for a new build, the price is set. And as you said, it is very much based on first come, first serve. And that's been always the manner in first homes.
But in second-hand homes, this business of actually running Dutch auctions, I'm sorry, Michael, I know that you made us an offer and we accepted it yesterday, but you hadn't paid the deposit and sure didn't Cormac come along last night and offer us 10 grand more.
Yeah. Well, look, there's always a very rare case of that.
It's not rare. It's not rare at all.
Well, we don't see it. I mean, if we go back,
you just told me that you have 3 or 4 people bidding for a second-hand house.
But a second-hand house on the open market, where there's not only 3 to 4 people bidding, but there could be 20 people viewing, all ready to buy, all first-time buyers, and they come, and they're competing in an open market. So I think,
why not just put it up for auction and then, it's all done in the auction room on the day. As long as people have the deposit at hand and their bona fides are good and they promise to close the sale within whatever number of weeks the seller wants to designate, all done and dusted in the afternoon instead of causing grief for people again and again, being disappointed with this process.
Yeah, and look, it's so challenging, and I get that every single day of the week. And it's challenging for all buyers and vendors in some cases. I think the reality is there's a lot of buyers, first-time buyers we're speaking about, particularly today, I guess, and there's an awful lot of first-time buyers that would not like to be in an auction room. And I know that from dealing with them, meeting with them. And I think a private treaty sale gives them an opportunity to, enter in when we might be guiding a particular price. Pat, what often happens is an offer is made by a first-time buyer or any buyer, and it could be considerably below the guide. But then there's another line of activity which takes place afterwards, and that does introduce other bidders.
Yeah, but I always talk about going to car showrooms, cars on sale for 10 grand. You give that garage owner $2,000 deposit, the car is yours. There's no messing about, waiting for another customer to kick the tires in the hope that it might make 11 grand. Whereas in the housing market, that's exactly what goes on.
I don't really like comparing it to the car business, but like if we take new homes and builders, they set their prices and they offer it to the market. Mm-hmm. And if somebody comes in, it's off the market. A domestic seller, secondhand, selling their home, I personally think they're entitled to put it out there to see what the market is.
No, I'm just wondering, because you guys advise what is the right price as auctioneers and estate agents. So you say, look, this house, 325 would be a great price for you to get. Put it on the market at that. If we get any bids at that, done and dusted. Anything less, well, we'll talk to you. Why not operate that way?
You're quite correct. We would always try and not always get it spot on, but we get it very close in most cases. And I think it's the market that then will ignite if it does, and people are out there pushing and very competitively trying to get the property of choice that they've come into and want to compete to get.
That's usually called a public auction or a tender process, but however, I can see that it's not going to change. Thanks very much, Andrew, for joining us. Andrew Rafter, Director of Flynn Real Estate Agents. Listening to that conversation, Sinn Féin, Dublin West TD, housing spokesman for Sinn Féin, Ona Brin, and Senator Mary Fitzpatrick of Fianna Fáil. Good morning and welcome to you both. So that's a pet hate of mine, that process that's currently used to sell houses by private treaty owner. I'm not sure whether you have a view on that.
I do. I have a very strong view, and you're absolutely correct. If it's an auction, it should be called an auction, and it should be done in full public view. We hear stories from across the country where people are being told that there's another bidder. They don't know what there is. They don't know if it's the auctioneer or the seller using phantom bids. And part of the problem here is there's a lack of regulation of this area of market activity. The Property Services Regulatory Authority is a non-statutory body. Its code of conduct is not binding. And there really is a need to ensure greater transparency, accountability, and fairness, particularly for the purchaser, because we have heard stories recently. Now, again, it is predominantly secondhand homes, of people even putting down deposits, but then having the deposits returned and the property going back out on the market because the seller thinks they can get more. But even with new homes, what's very, very common, and I see this out in my own constituency in Adamstown, small numbers of new homes will come on the market at a price. That's absolutely true. But then the second phase is higher and the third phase is higher again. So while there might not be behind the scenes auctions on individual properties, there is an escalation of price over a period of time, and again, a lack of transparency. So better regulation and stronger powers for the Property Services Regulatory Authority would be more than welcome.
Now, the increases in prices probably reflects the lack of supply and the huge demand there is for housing. I'm wondering about the 30 grand more that people have to borrow. At the moment, even with increases touted by the European Central Bank, we have interest rates that are at historically low levels. What is to be done, though, to put some sort of a lid on house price increases when the law of supply and demand will always work?
Well, there are two urgent things government needs to do. The first is they need to stop fueling that house price inflation and badly designed schemes like the so-called Help to Buy and the recently opened shared equity loan scheme are going to continue to push prices further upwards. There was an interesting article yesterday in the Irish Independent which suggested that government officials are looking at so-called Help to Buy and its inflationary impacts, but they are throwing kind of fuel onto the fire and making things worse.
Just to make a point, which I keep on making, but the lessons of history don't seem to be learned. Any incentives that the government provides are usually gobbled up by the developers.
Well,
what's
also interesting, first of all, that's the case, and there was significant advice from the Department of Public Expenditure Reform to government that would be the case. But also, over 200 million of the so-called Help to Buy went to people who didn't need it. They had a deposit, they had an adequate mortgage, and they simply availed of public money to buy a larger or better located property, which means that money wasn't being properly targeted. It's one of the government's big concerns at the minute. But the other thing is government isn't focusing enough on trying to bring house prices down, and the best way for government to do that is to deliver thousands and thousands of affordable purchase homes where the prices are set at full cost recovery. Government is promising to deliver 450 to maybe 500 affordable purchase homes this year, although they're way behind target. We need 4,000 to 5,000 of those a year.
But on the days, and I don't know when
they'll deliver affordable homes at scale.
I don't know when those days back in the day when local councils built their own houses. I'm under the impression that they always employed contractors to build on their behalf, although they did have more personnel in the councils that would supervise those activities. So the government in building, and you're talking about the price being based on cost recovery, they're still at the mercy of the building industry in terms of the price that will be demanded.
No, because the big difference is this. If you're going to buy a new build home anywhere here in Dublin, for example, only half the cost is the cost of construction. So there is no issue with private building contractors that make a 4% or 5% return on the contract. The big issue is when you bring in private developers as distinct from builders, there's a huge layer of secondary costs, land speculation, cost of finance, developer's margin, etc. It has been shown time and time again, O'Coolona, North County Dublin, the Society of Chartered Surveyors report the year before last, shows that where local authorities, using private building contractors for sure, but the public sector as developer builds those homes, it can deliver them at prices of below 250,000 in Dublin and below 200,000 outside. Government is doing some of that, but like I say, only about 400 or 500 such units this year. We need 4,000 to 5,000 annually. Mm-hmm. And what I'd like to see in the budget is a dramatic increase in the direct capital investment local authority.
Yeah.
Authorities include housing bodies and co-ops
the question
to deliver those affordable homes at scale.
Yeah. The question is, can we actually do all of that at scale while doing all the other things that need to be done in the economy? But basically, in the immediate term, to take some of the heat out of the market, the government should scrap some of their help to buy schemes. That's your bottom line.
Absolutely. And you know, over and over again, economists, I mean, there's a very good article, for example, by one of the financial advisors in the Irish Times today, again, highlighting that the equivalent scheme in England, on which the government's shared equity loan scheme is based, inflated house prices in London by over 9%. They don't add to supply, they increase demand and they increase the purchasing power. That's inflationary. Let's focus on delivering large volumes of good quality, affordable homes, both for first-time buyers, but also for people who want to trade up, trade down, but are unable to do so.
I'll come back to you on a couple of other points in a moment or two, but I want to go to Senator Mary Fitzpatrick. As a member of a government party, Mary, the question is, you know, this housing business, it suggests that this government will rise or fall or succeed or fail on the basis of delivering lots of houses in time for the next election.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Look, the article today certainly highlights the issue that government has been working on, which is a crisis in housing for people who are finding it increasingly difficult to own their own home. It's a consequence of a decade of undersupply of housing, double-digit construction inflation, and a highly competitive market. I think the pipe dream that Sinn Féin are selling and peddling, if they're socialist nirvana, of reducing the value of people's homes existing and providing more or less free homes for everyone, is actually very disingenuous. What the government has done is committed a $20 billion financial commitment from the public purse to deliver 300,000 homes. And that will be the biggest, and is the biggest, housing programme in the history of the state. It will deliver 90,000 social homes, but most importantly, it will also deliver for the first time over 50,000 affordable homes. The target, as Owen well knows, is to deliver more than 4,000 affordable homes this year. And the help to buy and the shared equity schemes that Sinn Féin have objected to and are continuing to call to scrap have helped more than 30,000 people.
Yeah, but Owen makes the point that some people availed of the schemes.
If I can just finish this.
No, but I mean, if you'd address the point that it wasn't targeted, that some people didn't need the money but got it anyway.
Yeah, no, Pat, anybody who qualifies for the Help to Buy scheme, first of all, has to be an owner-occupier. It has to be a new-build home. They have to live in the home themselves. They have to achieve their maximum mortgage drawdown. And the financial analysis says that the help to buy and the shared equity will equate to less than 1% of the mortgage market in Ireland. So it is not having an inflationary impact in the mortgage market. In fact, the shared equity has only recently been launched, despite all the objections and opposition from Sinn Féin and others. And it is helping financially, directly supporting. What it is doing is giving people their own tax money back. The Help to Buy scheme gives people who've paid taxes up to €30,000 of their money to help them
We'd all like some of our tax money back, if you don't mind me saying,
Pat,
so, Mary.
But Pat, don't we all agree that a home should be a basic human right? Don't we all agree that for people to be able to contribute to society, to go to school, to go to work, they need a place to call home? We all agree that people are paying too much in rent, that they would be paying less in a mortgage. Many people who are able to switch from paying expensive rents to actually securing a mortgage through the Help to Buy and or the shared equity, they actually reduce their costs.
Mary,
that increases their spending power. Pat,
why would the government then not move to make sure that people who have been paying expensive rents and can transparently display this to a bank, why would the deposits not be, why should they be necessary when you've a proven record of paying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so through the Help to Buy scheme, through the shared equity scheme, also through the revision of the local authority mortgage scheme, which has a real impact for people who are on low to middle income earners, single people as well. What we're doing is directly supporting financially supporting people to buy their own home, and at the same time undertaking the biggest house building program in the history
All
of
right.
the state, where we're using state-owned lands to actually reduce the cost of delivering homes, where we're empowering local authorities and housing charities to build homes, where we're actually increasing supply as well by renovating and providing funding for dereliction.
Yeah, but there's so many SHDs that are unbuilt with full permissions that are unbuilt.
Because Sinn Féin and others keep objecting and taking
no,
them
no,
to court.
These are full planning permissions. No. They've already got through all the processes and the SHDs are just being hoarded.
And that is why we are pursuing a vacant property tax, and that will be introduced in the budget. Absolutely.
All right, final comments from you.
We are using every tool available to increase housing supply through increasing the use of the existing built housing stock, building new housing stock, increasing that in terms of social housing, affordable housing and private housing, giving people a choice, but most importantly, giving people an opportunity to own their own home.
Yeah, and so many built to rents, so you can't buy a house in an area, you can only rent one for life. That's a scandal, and that has not been attacked by the government.
Pat, the build to rent is a form of housing that will meet a certain need, but the priority from the housing, the government's housing programme, is the delivery of owner-occupier homes, be they social homes or be they affordable homes.
All right, final words to you, Owen. I was going to ask you about the build-to-rent schemes. Loads of permissions given for those. Dublin City Council trying to restrict them. The planning regulator taking a different view.
Absolutely, and there are over 90,000 active planning permissions out there, many of which have been in place for years and years and they're not being developed. Our problem isn't a shortage of planning permissions. Our problem is, first of all, lack of direct state investment. Social housing targets way off this year, affordable housing targets way off this year. But also the number of new homes for regular people to purchase through their estate agent actually fell last year on the year before, whereas the number of built-to-rent units, particularly very, very expensive built-to-rent units, way beyond the affordability range of working people, even on good incomes, is a problem. The central difficulty is this, is that Mary can talk about 10-year targets all she likes. What people want to know is, when will house prices start to come down? When will there be a steady stream of good quality, affordable rental, affordable purchase, and social homes? And this government is not investing anywhere close to enough. Meanwhile, it's fueling the fire of house price inflation by schemes that are badly designed and widely criticised. And it's not only 10 years of undersupply, that's one point I agree with Mary, it is bad housing policy by this government over 2 years that is making things worse. That's why home ownership is falling, that's why homelessness is increasing, and that's why ever greater numbers of young working people with good jobs are being forced to emigrate, because this government is making a mess of housing just like its predecessor.
All right, Owen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Sinn Féin TD for Dublin West. Owen O'Brien, the party's housing spokesperson, and Senator Mary Fitzpatrick of Fianna Fáil. And I'm not sure whoever forms the next government in 2 or 3 years' time is going to be able to pull magic houses out of the hat, because that would be what would be required to meet the kind of targets that are being set out.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.